Warning, the following episode contains mature content and strong language and may not be suitable for all listeners. This episode includes discussion of death, violence, parental abuse and verbal abuse, threats of murder, screaming and loud noises, discussions of pregnancy and childbirth, and disorientation at 24 minutes and 30 seconds, which may be triggering to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. A transcript of this episode is available on our website or in the show notes. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Season 2 of Dining in the Void. Please, please, Talanova, listen to me.
Where am I? Why can't I see anything? Where are my sensors? What's going on? Galatea! Galatea!
Talanova, you need to listen.
What's going on? Who are you?
Breathe, Talanova. You already know me. Your station's been orbiting me for a while now.
Wait. You're Rigel A. I heard you before. Stars, how am I even talking to you right now? This shouldn't even be possible. How come I can hear you so clearly this time?
It was the sirens doing. They briefly passed through your body, and some of the effects are still lingering.
But how does that let you talk to me so clearly?
I'm using the connection I have with them to reach a frequency you can hear, but it won't last long, so we need to hurry. You're not awake, but you're not asleep either. You're in the in-between space, so I need you to focus hard to remember what I'm about to tell you.
Okay, but what do you want from me? How can I help you?
The family would kill us all if they had their way.
I'm aware.
You would have too, if you had gone through their conversion.
How do you know about that? Only members of the family know how the conversion works.
I watch and I listen. The stars do speak to each other. We tell the stories of our fallen siblings. Stories can travel far if you scream them loud enough, and if we're lucky, the remnants of their souls cry with us.
The sirens? I had no idea. The family, They didn't tell us about what was left behind.
No, I suppose they wouldn't. The family can be stopped, you know.
What?
They can be stopped. Cut the monster off at their heads, tear out its heart, and destroy the body. It's not impossible.
That was weird. I need to make sure I remember what just happened. Begin entry log 12 under the family folder. The sirens are the leftover soul fragments of the stars that the family took for their conversions. Taking down the family is possible. We just have to, cut off the head? Heads? Ugh, stars. The memory is fading already. Something about cutting off heads and hearts, taking out the body of the family, whatever that means. The important thing is to remember that it's not impossible. End log. Now to find Galatea.
Well, Katie Bell, I'm impressed. Not many people can resist the siren's call like that. Kinda hot.
My girlfriend is right there, Cassie.
Just because you're taken doesn't mean you're not hot. But I digress. Why couldn't the sirens possess you? They took everyone else who wasn't a family member. So why not you?
I've been trained to hear their call and resist them.
Ooh, someone still has secrets. I can help you find them, you know.
Ugh, real fucking convenient.
Sawyer? G? Oh, Sawyer, wake up, my love. G? G? Where are you, G? Someone let me out of this damn box!
Oh, calm down, Ellery. Here.
Calm down? We were all just possessed by a monster. My family has been in constant danger since we've been here. There's no staying calm anymore.
Sawyer! G!
Father?
Daddy?
I'm here, G. It's okay now.
Why is Daddy still laying on the ground?
Oh, Sawyer. Wake up, dear. Please be okay.
Why does my head hurt so much?
There was a siren. Do you remember?
I remember Mars here, hitting me over the head.
We were all possessed and things happened. I take no responsibility for my actions. Shit, Joe and Aveline are gone. That should be our top priority right now. We need to get them locked up again.
Cassie, let them out.
Why the fuck would you do that? They're a danger to everyone on this station, including you.
Look, I can explain. But it looks like it's going to have to wait. I need to go do something.
Where the hell is she going?
Stars, this just keeps getting worse.
Yeah, no shit. We have to go after them.
Oh, what the hell? Oh, stars. Tala!
Galatea, take it easy.
No, I need to go get Tala.
Isn't she here? Running the ship?
No. She has a body now, and the sirens made me hurt her. Get the hell out of my way. I'm going to find her.
Nobody tells me anything.
I know you're in here somewhere.
So, I finally let you out of the box. Why come here? You know I'll just turn you back in.
I'll have you know I was let out on good behavior. Besides, I don't think that's quite true, Mother Dearest. See, I know the family isn't exactly happy with you right now. You don't have nearly the amount of leverage over me that you think you do.
If that were really the case, then why not just turn you back in for the reward? Gain back their favor?
Now, Mother, I know you would never do that. You're bored too, Aveline. Isn't that why you're drawing this game out? Isn't that why you changed the rules?
Please. As if you know anything about rules. We both know full well I have the power to do whatever I like with these games. They are my creation, after all. So cut the bullshit, Cassie. Why are you really here?
Isn't it obvious? I'm here to kill you!
Oh, kill me! What makes you think you can actually kill me? Anyone who's tried to kill me has, well, returned to stardust, so to speak. Do you really think you'll be any different? There's a reason I've survived this long, and it's all because I'm smarter and better than everyone else here.
Here's the difference between those who have tried and myself. I know you better than anyone. After all, you raised me. This station is in my blood just as much as it is in yours.
Oh, you think that makes a difference? Cassie, I've been playing this game thousands of years before you were even thought of. You know nothing. You are nothing. No matter what rank you may have held. You are just a petulant child, trying so hard to make your mother proud.
Don't pretend you actually pity me. I learned centuries ago it's impossible. No more lies, no more games, no more using people as playthings. You tortured me for thousands of years. All in the name of becoming your prodigy. And for what? For the promise of a love that was never there to begin with.
And yet, here you are. Pathetic, really. I did have high hopes for you at one point. You weren't always a failure. I used to believe that one day you might make it as my successor. But then you wanted things like independence and a life outside the family, and, well, we can't have that now, can we? You aren't even worth thinking about.
Ah!
Did you ever think you would be good enough? Or were you always this delusional? Did you really believe this little stunt would impress me?
No. I believe I'll kill you. And maybe for once in your horrible life, you'll feel a single ounce of regret for the things you've done. And maybe, for a second, as the life slipped from your eyes, you'll feel something like a bit of love for me. Or at the very least, fear.
How could anyone love something as pathetic as you? I could never be afraid of a worm. You mean nothing.
Why didn't you just leave me? Why did you stick around to raise me if you never loved me? Was I just an outlet? Something to beat up whenever you needed an excuse? Why not leave me with my father? Why take me from him? I was happy before you came along.
You know why I couldn't leave you with him.
Because every child born into the family must earn their right to join.
Or die trying.
That's why Mars is here. Right? Their mother was that woman, Rhea.
Rhea knew the rules. It's not my fault she got herself pregnant.
So you killed her, then stole her children?
You make me out to be some kind of monster.
You are the monster, and you created another monster in me. I'm going to kill you, Aveline. I won't stop until you're fucking dead.
Please, you're not going to even make it off the station. Or is that no longer your greatest fear?
Shall I go after her, Master?
No, I think I want to enjoy the thrill of the hunt this time around. A second game, so to speak. Almost more fun than the first. Come on, Joe. We have a lot of work to do.
Tala? Tala? Where are you? I swear we weren't far from here when the siren... B? Do you know where Tala is?
I mean, I guess I could find her.
B, I don't have time for your tired AI bullshit. Spare me your apathy and annoyance, and tell me where Tala is.
It's okay, B. I'm here.
Tala! Tala the siren. What it made me do.
I'm fine, love. It ended up being a good thing. I spoke to Rigel.
You mean the star we're orbiting? How? That doesn't make any sense.
Whatever the sirens did to me, it let me speak to Rigel. It only kind of makes sense to me. I'm still trying to grasp what happened, but they told me that the family can be destroyed. It's not impossible. The sirens are the leftover shards of the souls of stars. Galatea, the stars are alive, and I think they want the family gone.
We have to tell the others.
Yes, we do. B, please lead us back to them.
Fine. Go to your right, then make a left, and then a right, and two lefts, and then figure it out from there.
I don't think that was very helpful.
It wasn't, but we will find our way. So, let me get this straight. There is a woman on board this ship who is not only a member of the family, but is also trying to kill Aveline.
I mean, she can't be all bad if she's trying to kill Aveline.
I don't like this plan.
I don't think any of us do.
But she may be our best bet at getting off the station. Besides, Tala has a body and can apparently speak to the stars right now. With these new factors, we might actually be able to leave.
Cassie said, I can help you find them. What did she mean by that? It can't be. No, that would be impossible.
You're right, Katie Bell.
I'm fine. I'm just... I think Cassie knows some things about my past, but nobody knows that. It wouldn't be possible for that to be here.
If anyone wants to leave this damn ship, come with me.
Cassie, don't go just yet. We still have so many questions.
You can ask them on the ship.
What ship?
Wouldn't you like to know, Katie Bell Snow? I think you already do. Now come on. If you lag behind, I'll leave you all to Aveline's mercy.
Well, come on, let's go.
I still can't really stand very well. You go on without me.
I won't leave without you.
I know you can stall the ship for me, love. Besides, the look on your face says it all. You know the ship that she's talking about. I can see it in your eyes. Go.
B, is there a ship named the Galaxy Dancer aboard the station?
I mean, yeah, they've always been there. It looks like there may even be some people on board. Eh, don't know, don't care. Good luck finding it, though. Looks like it was pretty well hidden.
That's my crew. They're here. We can be saved. We can all get on board the Galaxy Dancer.
Katie Bell, remember what happened when I thought we were saved when Ellery and G showed up here? It wasn't exactly a way out, but a way to torture me. Who says that this isn't the exact same thing, but for you instead?
I don't care! That's my ship! My crew! My family! And this time, we have Cassie with us. We can get off this fucking station! I'll wait for you, Waverly. When you're ready, we can let this station fly into the sun once and for all, and Aveline with it.
Cassie is already gone, and she's the only one that knows where to find the ship. Plus, Aveline is still on the loose. Cassie is probably just going to leave us behind if we don't go now, so we should probably do that.
Then I guess we all better split up then, so we have a better chance at finding her. Sawyer, you and I can go look for the ship. Mars, you stay on the comms and let us know what's going on out there. Once we find the ship, everyone else can meet over there and we can leave.
G, you stay here with Waverly for now. It's not safe out there. She and Mars can protect you. We're finally going to go home.
You promise?
I promise, sweetheart.
I'll stay here with Mars and help them. I might even be able to talk to Rigel again. Maybe see if I can at least monitor Aveline's whereabouts. With my new body, I can probably just plug into the station and, well, see everything. If B will let me.
Wow, Tala is finally helpful for once. That's new.
I don't have to help, you know.
Aw, darling, we appreciate that you do anyway. Come on, Ellery. This time I won't be so kind in my aim when I see Aveline.
All right, let's go. Galatea, can I ask you a question?
Do I have a choice in the matter?
Well, I mean, of course you do. I'm just curious. Why did you bring me along to search for Aveline? I'm not that strong or even really any threat to Aveline. Why not go with someone like Tala or Mars, both of whom can clearly fend for themselves? I'm just a father and an artist.
That's exactly why. I wanted to talk.
Oh. Well, I'm all ears.
What was it like for you? Giving birth and having a child.
Galatea, are you scared?
Of course I'm not scared. I mean, I've been through enough during my time on this ship that nearly dying doesn't frighten me. But knowing what I know now, I'm not a good person, Ellery. That's why I'm here. And if I won the game, I'll join the family whether I really want to or not. And as a result, my child will always be in danger. They could always end up like me. I get it now, why Aveline chose me. She gets a second candidate if I win.
That is less than ideal. But why talk to me about it? Why not talk to Tala? She actually went through the trials and knows more about the family than I do.
Honestly? I'm not ready to talk about it with her yet. She's probably come to similar enough conclusions, though. But you've given birth before. You've raised your daughter. I know we're different species, but there are always commonalities when it comes to the nature of parenthood.
It's exhilarating. Her birth was the happiest day in my life. We were so young and in love and just so excited to have a family of our own. I love Chi with all my heart, from before she was even born. It's why I'm so eager to get off this station. She deserves a life away from all this. She doesn't deserve to be punished for the mistakes of her fathers.
It's fucked up, isn't it? That our children will face so many problems because of who we are. That Aveline is willing to put children at risk, even those not yet born.
It is extremely fucked up. But I suppose that's why I'm trying to fight now. I want to give G a better future. And with any luck, allow your baby to live freely away from these things as well.
Oh, they'd live a messed up life anyway. Because the moment it comes to light that I'm having a baby, all media attention will not only be on me, but on my child as well. Will they be as gorgeous as me? Am I a good mother? Will my child be healthy, considering all I've been through? That's why I've kept it a secret for so long. The least I can do for my child is keep them out of the spotlight for as long as I can. Maybe that's the only good thing I'll do for them.
Galatea, you can't mean that. That's not true.
I see why Sawyer keeps you around. Every time someone has a moral crisis, you just defend them instead of suggesting that maybe they are wrong for once.
Perhaps on some level I deserve to be here as well. Just as much as the rest of you.
I don't think anyone deserves to be on this nightmare of a station, Ellery. Least of all you and G.
I appreciate that, Galatea. And for the record, I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit here. Maybe you're not always the kindest or most caring person. But look at you now. You want to be a good mother, I can tell. And maybe with a little, or a lot, of therapy, you can be. You know, there's something to be said about the desire to change. I think if you want to change so you can be a good mother, you will.
Thank you, Ellery. I guess I'll cross that bridge when we get there. In the meantime, let's just survive this and kick some ass.
Cassie. Cassie.
I found you, Cassie.
You're lying, Aveline!
Why would I lie?
Jane! I won't let you win! You don't get to do this to me! Not anymore!
Oh, but I'm already in your head. Do you really think you're strong enough to break through that door? You're not even strong enough to beat me.
That's what you think! I'm getting off this fucking station, and I'm going to send you flying into the sun once I do.
Okay, now make a left. I can't seem to find Cassie or Aveline on this damn map, though.
Second left, actually. First left looks like it leads into a pit of Valdorian jumping spiders. Maybe just stay away from that room.
Hey, Sawyer. What do you call 100 spiders on a tier?
What do you call it, Katie Bell?
A spinning wheel.
That was horrible.
Admit it. You miss my jokes.
I will never.
That's okay. Your face tells me the truth. Anyways, I like new helpful Tala.
I'm happy to help.
Do you think this is it?
There's only one way to find out. There she is. Oh, it's just as beautiful as I remember.
That ship might actually get us out of here successfully.
It's like it's frozen in time.
Considering everything we know, that may not really be out of the question here. We should be careful.
Careful is my middle name.
And here I thought your middle name was Bell.
It doesn't look like anything is locked. I don't like this. Sawyer, watch the door for Aveline. It could be an ambush.
Right. If she shows up, I'll just take her out with my incredibly strong arms.
At least take this, then.
Why are there so many knives on this station? Still, it's better than nothing, I suppose.
Okay. I'm going in. Creepy, but still, it's good to be home. Now, let's see if Antares still works.
Announcement! Welcome back, Katie Bell Snow!
Antares, it's so good to hear your voice again.
Announcement! Preparing for departure now. Warning! All personnel is recommended to strap in at this time.
Wait! No! No! No one else is here yet! No! 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 This can't be happening! No! Let me out! This isn't good.
Dining in the Void is a production of Zebulon Podcast and was created by Allie Hilton. This episode was written by Allie Hilton and the script was edited by Cassie Josephs. This episode features Rhea as Joe, Emmett Moon as Mars Cobb, Ariadne Lynn as Aveline Lyon, Dylan Shane as Sawyer Green, Sterling Ray as Waverly Black, Nat as Tala, Molly Alexander as Galatea Ivory, Cedric as Ellery Green, Nick Frey as G. Green, Jenny Penn as Cassie, Lindsay Zanna as Katie Bell Snow, Allison Delphine as B, Sarah McManus as Antares, and Allie Hilton as R. Music was composed by Benny James and Allie Hilton. Sound editing by Tal Manier with assistance from Brad Colebrook and Nico Goldstein. If you enjoy the show, consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/ZebulonPodcast, spelled Zebulon Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dining in the Void for updates and more. Thank you so much for listening.